Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked the spirit, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of the man. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching. With authority, he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
One time I was chased out of church by a nun wielding a broomstick. True story. It was a Tuesday morning in the old city of Jerusalem, and I had walked up onto the roof of the Orthodox Church that's directly across from the Holy Sepulchre Church, because I wanted to watch the priests and brothers bring an icon of the sleeping Mary back from Mount Olives to the place where she usually resides, in that monastery. Now, I could talk a little bit longer about the tradition of the idea that the Blessed Mary, the Mother of God, did not die and actually fell asleep and was assumed to heavenly body and soul, but that's not a sermon entirely. I'm not doing that today. This sermon, however, is about feeling detected, rejected, selected, and ejected, and that is a little Arnold Guthrie reference for a few of you in the room. This sister chased me off of the roof and out of the church with that hosted. And the problem was not that I was on the roof of the church. There were other people with me. The problem was that I was wearing this clergy collar. And that I am a woman. And that day, I was rebuked by a sister in Christ and chased away, detected, rejected, selected, and ejected from the house of God. And then I walked around the corner to the Lutheran church where I had been selected to lead morning prayer. Here again, the word of the Lord. Jesus said to the unclean spirit who had inhabited the child of God, "Be silent and come out of them." That same unclean spirit said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are." Jesus rebuked that spirit, saying, "Be silent and come out." And that spirit, that unclean spirit, crying with a loud voice, came out of that child of God. Now, I was taught in seminary that when reading scripture, we should always consider where we find ourselves in the story. So who are you in this text? Who are you today? Where do you find yourself in this story? And by the way, the answer is almost never Jesus. You are not Jesus. Far too many decades in my life, I saw myself as the unclean one in this story. In fact, it might even be more appropriate to say that I saw myself as the demon in this story. As the one who needed to be cast out, to be silenced, to be cleansed, to be fixed. And I wanted with all my heart to be fixed. I had hope in Jesus the fixer, in Jesus the cleanser. Jesus, please fix me, I would pray. Please fix the problem that is me. And now today I stand here in this pulpit, called to proclaim God's good news to you all, fixed, I guess. I mean, now it's okay that I'm a girl in the Christian Palmer. Apparently, it's okay that I'm married to a girl, too. All is fixed. The church is fixed. The church is reconciled. And this is where you do not have to say amen. Amen? Some of you said amen. On this day, this church is honoring reconciling in Christ Sunday. And now I will church explain for a minute. What is reconciling in Christ Sunday? Reconciling in Christ is our Lutheran way of indicating to others that we do not chase out gay people from the church with broomsticks most of the time. Being a reconciling in Christ church, RIC church, means that we take seriously Jesus' command that all are welcome, that all should be able to fully participate, and that includes in the pulpit, at the table, on church council, and on the roof watching a parade. And now I will ask for an amen. Amen?
Amen.
Union group, this congregation, has been reconciled in Christ, or RIC, since before it was a thing. This church, we are the church with the rainbow chairs, where the Pinocchio's customers come to find a place to sit. We are the church where the first gay Lutheran bishop, Guy Irwin, was a member. We are the church which has been a vanguard in modifying liturgical language to better represent the whole body of Christ. And still, we are reconciling in Christ. Notice that is an action verb. Everything is not fixed in the world or in the church. I think it's good for us to remember that in the gospel text for today, Jesus didn't cast out a person. He cast out a demon that had inhabited a person. And this act of Jesus helped to reconcile that person to his community. That person could now be part of it. He didn't have to live on the edge of town, hidden from others. He didn't have to live in the closet. He was apparently fixed. All's well in the story. Some of you know better than that. Because that child of God, when that child of God entered back into the community, probably needed therapy. Probably needed some work. And also the community did. The community needed to do work. The community needed to continue to heal, to understand, to listen. And we don't know what that demon was that person was struggling with. There are many people who have said, oh, maybe it was mental illness, maybe it was whatever. I'm not saying that it was homosexuality, okay? What I'm saying is that person needed healing. Jesus did some healing, and then also the community healing after that. It seems to me that when we read this type of story, we need to see ourselves in the church. We, the church, are the ones who has a demon to be cast out. We are the afflicted ones in the story. And on this particular day, remember the evil and harm that has been inflicted on people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, asexual, queer, two-spirit, or otherwise non-straight identifying. We have a lot to contend with. We are still reconciling. What do we still need to do in order to be reconciled or reconciling in the love of Christ, with the love of Christ for every single child of God? Dear ones, here's where I am today. I love Jesus with my whole heart. And I'm also a little bit mad at him. I'm a bit mad because if who I believe in is Jesus the fixer, Jesus the exorcist, I don't think he's doing such a great these days. I mean, I would like Sister Jesus to take a broomstick and chase out the demons who are funding wars around the world and making families move across the country so their trans kids can get care. I'd like Jesus, Sister Jesus, to run after those ones who make it feel unsafe to speak the truth of what's happening in the world today, or the ones who are preventing the possibility of ending a pregnancy that would likely end a person's life. I would like Sister Jesus to take that broomstick and get busy. Jesus, please, Sister with the broomstick, please. Can you please just fix it? But you know what? Jesus does not say anything to that because Jesus, sweet Jesus, our comforter and our disturber, Jesus, the crucified and risen, has called us to do some stuff. Amen? Has called us to do some stuff. Jesus has called us to get about the business of reconciling. We don't need to reconcile ourselves to God. That work has already been done. That work has been done. Jesus has done that for us. Amen?
Amen.
We are reconciled to God. We are right with God. But we are not right with the world. The church is not right with the world. We are not right with the native peoples of this land. We are not right with the non-white folks who live in this church's basement and don't feel comfortable coming upstairs. We are not right with young folks who know it's okay to be gay, but are asking, well, what does an ethical relationship look like today? In the scripture text for today, when Jesus cast out a demon from the person afflicted, the people were amazed, and they said, what is this? What is this? What is happening? This person can even command the unclean spirits if they obey him, they said. They were amazed. I think that as we, the body of Christ, look towards what's next for us as a ministry, as a community, I want people to be amazed by us. I want people to be amazed at the church. I want people to say, what is this? What are these rainbow chairs? Those rainbow chairs have been there a long time, by the way. A long time. They might be replacing. What is this? What is this community doing? But we can only do that. We can only amaze the world when we are spending time in prayer and in scripture and in community. We can only wield the authority of God's love and the broomstick of justice when we are intimately connected with Jesus. Not Jesus the fixer, but the Jesus who is reconciling us all the time with God. Jesus asks us to take up our cross and follow. I also think we need to take up our broomsticks and to chase out the evils that are still alive and well in the world, in our bodies, in our lives. What does that look like? I don't have to look very far to see it because I see you. I see you in a shelter, volunteering. I see you on the streets holding a ceasefire now matters. I see you making space for queer people and lifting up this beautiful place as a place that even a person like me can reach. I see you serving on council and taking many hours of your precious life, your precious family time, take care of this place and to think about the future of this building and of this ministry. You are reconciling yourself with the world, and you are reconciled with God, and thanks be to God for that. Thanks be to God for you and for Jesus, who speaks into our lives with authority, who who says to the demons that sometimes possess us, silence, silence to the voices of hatred and exclusion, silence to the voices of war, silence to the voice of depression, silence to the voices that tell us that nothing can ever change. Yes, Jesus says, yes to love, yes to justice, yes to peace, yes to clearness, yes to reconciling Christ with Christ, and yes to you, because you are amazing, as you are, as God made you, as you are becoming, as we together are becoming. Thanks be to God. Thus saith the Lord. Amen.